In the thicket of possibilities, I choose the continental shelf as my ford, find foothold, take off, firmly determined to fall in with the spirit of the place. But in vain, I tumble, flopping through the mesh in the net. In the broom closet, I have the company of some rat-like creatures. One of them maintains it has found the Northwest Passage, possibly just a polite excuse to make conversations. Later on, none of us have been there before. The dinner party continues, and the guests are served baked apples with licorice meringue. My dinner partner is missing the tip of his left thumb. I pretend I haven't noticed a thing, fall in love with lightning speed the moment the guard takes a nap at the floodgate. Always this desire to fill a void, to fit my body into the shape of someone else's solitude, and the answers whirring in the air, search for questions far too close to the candle's nervous flames. Tonight, all men are my husband, all women his wife. I am no one's daughter, no one's sister, no one's mother. Anyone can see my face has traveled. Air hostess, I reply when anyone queries. I feel dizzy and leave early, the long haul to Shanghai, my excuse.